Welcome to NFL Picks versus the Spread. I'm Cav Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast at Lingus Mafia, along with your number one in sports betting packages over at blockbetting.com and at SGP Soccer on Twitter. That's Mr. Billy Body. What's happening, man?
Hey, I'm a bit flued up, but I'm okay.
So I expect a nice, wet, juicy, sloppy blowjob from you for my seventh lock of the week in a row. Go ahead. I'll unzip right now. balls of steel, baby. And hell, they almost won outright. We're talking about last week. My pick was Detroit to hang in there, pretty much. That's all I wanted. I was like, it was 16, I was like, they could lose by 14. That's fine. It's not going to be. Man, talk about they pulled everything out because they knew they were fucked. So it was score first, onside kick, let's fucking go. It was like, wow, they did not want them to touch the ball. And if it wasn't for Goff pretty much being Goff, when he was about to throw that interception, I called it beforehand. I go, he's going to throw an interception because this is him, and he did. So that was good. I put money on it. I put my money where my mouth was. What did you say on your betting site? Did you say, don't mind this guy, he's out of his fucking mind?
No. After what happened with Dallas and Philadelphia,
yeah,
where I didn't post it out, I said, this is his lock. You can play it if you want, but it's not going to be an official play here. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that this time. I just left it as is and said, look, he's 6-0. So
take it if you want.
Yeah. I mean, it's on there. It's on the spreadsheet.
Oh, that's great.
I didn't know what I was locking up last week. I ended up giving out three things depending on when you listen to the show. I said that if I can't lock up Thursday night games because
Cleveland was the same day.
It doesn't give people enough time to listen, but this is my number one play. Mm-hmm. I just think that even with everybody out and in such a desperate situation that they don't all of a sudden go from 3-1 to a losing record with Baltimore constantly winning as well, even though they did lose it in the end on Sunday. Yeah. And now like the Bengals are top of the division, which is weird.
They're number one AFC.
Right.
Yeah. So you know who the two teams are that beat them? We should congratulate each other.
Right. And we should have taken care of that a lot sooner than we did as well. But
yeah,
the point is that I was very, very high on Cleveland, but again, we're falling into that Thursday issue where people say, oh, I missed the lock, can you give me another one? So rather than that happening, I'd rather just give them the other one. And sure. I did this the week before as well, when Cleveland -2.5 moved to 3.5, and I said I'd like it at 2.5. I don't like it at 3.5 as a lock. So, I ended up going with Patriots. It was the easiest game of the week.
Oh, yeah.
It was a dicking. And I also said that if we weren't having to play locks against the spread, because, you know, the record, the idea is that we don't pick a total. Mm-hmm. And we don't pick a parlay or anything like that, because obviously then it would be a lot easier to amass a very strong record, although you've done it legitimately. I said the best parlay this week is Patriots, Packers, and the Rams. Mm-hmm. Like putting them together in a parlay at close to the -110 number, so close to the number that that you would get from just betting something against the spread. So, yeah, that cashed as well. So technically, I mean, that's three solid plays you would have got here on the show without being signed up to the service or anything like that. I have to refrain from doing that in the future because now we're coming up to the time of the this time of the month where you should sign up for mylockbet.com. November the 1st is the time to sign up. So not really this weekend, because Patreon will bill you and you're only going to get 3 or 4 days of stuff. I really need to come up with a way where I can sell like a weekend package. I'm going to think of a way to do that moving forward.
Can you do those things like the other guys do where it's, you know, $30 will get you these three games or some shit like that? Because I see that constantly.
I could easily do it on my Twitter account. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if there's a demand for that, just send me a tweet at SGP Soccer and say, hey, I'd like the NFL card. And we'll work out something where I can get it to you.
Yeah, I think you're very fair also when you tell people, because this is how I would tell customers or people that are thinking about it. Billy's not trying to rob you, because he would tell you, oh, this is a great weekend, you need to do this now, and then you're going to get billed twice. He flat out tells you, start November, because you will be billed, you know, for right now, and then next week billed again. So
I can probably make you $125. Yesterday I had a 5-0 sweep in the NBA. I had a guy that signed up, and I said, dude, I say it on every podcast, there's nothing I could do about it. He said, oh, I'm going to get a refund. It's like,
what?
I don't run Patreon. Like, I can't refund you. I use them. They pay me.
Yeah.
They pay me. Like, the customer service goes through them. You can explain it to them. I said, but, you know, I said, what I can do is, if you don't make $125 in the next 5 days, I can pay you the difference out of my own money. It's a one-off. I don't usually do that, because it was a genuine mistake. But I try and speak about this on every single show. Mm-hmm. Can I make you $125 this weekend? Probably, very likely. Do I want to be in that situation? No. I would say wait till the first. But, you know, we can work something out. If you send me a DM, I'll think of a fair price in the next 3-4 days to sell you an NFL card or a soccer card. And yeah, maybe we should do that moving forward, because I'm always telling people, you know, after halfway through the month, don't bother signing up. And then we still make a whole shit ton of money anyway. I mean, last weekend in the NFL was crazy. We had 5-0 in the NBA yesterday. So yeah, people are actually missing out on money by not signing up. So we have to find a different way to move forward with this. But yeah, I think last week's show was very strong. It would happen to be the week where this tally spot competition that I play, where you just submit everything against the spread against other cappers. My thing didn't submit. I was going through to check how I was doing, and I felt like I was about 8-2 at one point. And I went to go and check, and it was like, oh no, no pick submitted. Mm. So some fucking internet disaster.
I've done that where it's like those pick-ems, and you're with a bunch of friends, and then I go, oh, I got 0 this week because the goddamn thing didn't save when I did it. Piss me off, you know, exactly. Ruined your whole season. So let's start with the game for tonight. It's your boys. It's Green Bay, who is destroyed with injury. It's so funny. I mean, I don't know how this is, Billy. I haven't had a quarterback since 85, where as many people that are out on this team, there is a ton out on this team. Everyone still goes, but Aaron Rodgers could do this. And I'm like, that's crazy thinking after. I mean, I understand it because I know the man, obviously. So it is crazy, though, when you think about it.
You get me an autograph.
Yeah, I'll let him know. He write fuck the Bears when he signed it, though. I go, why you gotta hurt me like that? So it's, and there's nobody. Their three top receivers are gone. Their offensive line is, you know, in shambles with multiple people out of it. They have the one crown jewel, obviously, which is Rodgers. So you're always like, well, can he still do this? J.J. Watt is out for the year now. That guy, talk about having someone on your team that gives everything he has until he is dead. We've seen him bleeding from the face. He played against his old team, tore his shoulder, tore his bicep. Something else got torn, and he finished the game. Fuck it. I'm like, that's insane. And so now he's getting surgery, and he's going to be out for the year, this poor bastard. He finally gets to a good team, and he's out for the year. But it is only, it's 6.5, I got it still. And I'm thinking it's going to climb to 7, I would think. So I jumped on it at 6.5, and I'm taking Arizona.
What?
Of course, you think Green Bay's going to... They don't have any receivers. You're only looking at Rodgers. They're in Arizona, too. Do you think Green Bay's going to lose, or you think they're just going to win?
I had this game circled for us to win, so I wasn't going to take the 3.5. I would take it for us to win the game, but I still think that...
With a healthy Rodgers, team.
I still think that Rodgers could throw to me.
The problem is, can you get away from the defender? That's the problem.
I might not be able to, but I think Malik Taylor and Randall Cobb especially can. I mean, Aaron Rodgers wanted this guy.
I know, but
he went and bitched and cried about it,
which is unbelievable because
this is the guy he wanted.
I mean, the guy is a little long in the tooth too. That's what's funny about it. You go, all right. I mean, if he's is he the number one receiver now for today? And if that's the case, yikes! All right. So
I mean, even Jones is going to get receptions. Yeah. From running back, even he's gonna end up getting receptions.
I just think Arizona has had good. They've played against tough teams. I mean, they beat the shit out of fucking the Rams, who has a high powered offense with all those weapons, and they fucking went into their house and killed them. So I don't know. You're taking a 6.5. You want to take Arizona? I mean, you want to take a Green Bay?
I'm definitely gonna take 6.5 points. Okay. Yeah, I want 7.
Yeah. See, 7 I would stay away from because I think they could lose by 7. And I'm like, even though, I mean, I wouldn't be clamoring or anything because I would think they should win by more. With so many injuries. Just so many people gone. Injuries or COVID, whatever the fuck you want to call it. When I saw 6.5, I always say, oh, good. Or, you know, when it's not that solid number, I feel a lot better about it. That's why I jumped on it as early as I could tonight or today.
Okay. I would ideally want 7. But
so maybe you wait until right before it starts because it's not going to go down if it goes anywhere. It's going up.
You don't think, like, I think as soon as it touches 7, mm-hmm. we're such a public team that everybody's, I think everybody's waiting for the same thing.
Yeah.
And they'll end up buying 6.5. Before the game because they just couldn't wait any longer.
All right, Carolina. Boy, oh boy. What the hell happened to Sam Darnold? He realized he was Sam Darnold again, and he fell off Earth. They're going to Atlanta. Atlanta is giving 3 points. As much as I hate to ever bet on Atlanta, I don't trust them for shit. Like the other week when they played Miami, like it was 2.5. So it was like, you know, barely doing it. So... but I'm taking Atlanta here just because Carolina, until they get their running back, I can't take them. It shows how valuable he was. So as soon as they got rid of him, or not rid of him, but he got hurt, they haven't won a game. So I'll be taking Atlanta here with the 3.
Yeah, so Atlanta, if they win this week especially, mm-hmm. they're in a playoffs position.
My God.
In fact, they're in one now already with being 3-3. But they can really be, you know, solidly in there with a winning record.
I can't imagine that just Tampa and New Orleans end up above them by far.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, Saints, they didn't look great last week, but they're 4-2. So Falcons would move to 4-3. You've got the NFC North is dead.
Yeah.
With the Packers being way ahead, but you know, you have the Bears and
I would think more so the Vikings than the Bears for sure.
Yeah. So, and then above that, the NFC West is not as good as we thought because mm-hmm. the Seahawks have lost Russell Wilson. Their season's over.
Yep.
49ers are shit. And I mm-hmm. took Colts as underdog on Sunday, which I enjoyed. So yeah, it's, and we know about the East. That's a dead division as well. So it's really looking very wide open here for mm-hmm. anybody to come through, not just in 7, but 6 seed in this as well. I think the 5 will be the runner up between the Rams and the Cardinals, which I still think Rams will win this division. But yeah, then after that, it's wide open for the 6 and 7. Could be anybody with like 9 wins or something as low as that. So yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons. I think they're going to be incentivized, and you can't take a team that have gone in this direction that the Panthers have. Like, I can't see how you fix this. You lost to the worst home team in the entire NFL last week. At least the Jags can go to London and win. Like, New York never win in New York ever. So that was a really bad defeat, and it was the manner of the defeat as well. Like, Sam Darnold coming off, like, do you start with him this week? He's going to be psychologically broken. He's already not the strongest minded guy in the world anyway.
Yeah, he does. He seems to be fragile and breaks. All right. Miami is going into Buffalo, and this is 14 points. Normally, we kind of stay away from that double digit. It's not something we like to jump on too much, except for here, because Miami is... I cannot believe how bad Miami is when I thought they'd be, like, second in that division and come up. They are, like... They're, like, horrific.
Have you seen the losses, though? The last two losses they've had in the London game and then last week where they should have won as well.
And what's funny is Tua had his best game against the Jags, and they lost. So it's just a disaster. Buffalo is so strong. You get worried about the backdoor cover here. Like, they could be up 21 and just allow a touchdown, and then it's kind of a wash here. But I'll roll the dice. I'm going with Buffalo here with minus
four. Should I be worried? One of my biggest bets this year was the Jets to finish bottom of the AFC East.
No. I don't know if they'll win a game. I really don't. It's another.
A game for me.
I still got more faith in Miami. I mean, Miami's supposed to have this defense. It's, I don't know. They got to get their shit together. So what do you take? You're taking Buffalo and giving those points, though?
Yeah, I'm taking Buffalo. You know what? Like, this year particularly, these big spreads don't scare me because they are getting covered. Last week, Rams didn't, but Arizona did, which I was really confident about. Because remember, I said how I just can't see how the Texans even score any points. Mm-hmm. So that was the thing. Arizona weren't that great, but they didn't need to be. And then, obviously, Tampa against the Bears, because the same situation. The Bears can't score. Mm-hmm. I remember watching the commentary last week, and you were probably watching this game. Did you hear Tony Romo say when the Bears, Tampa went for it on fourth and one on the line, he went, "This could be the game."
I know. I mean, I get that they're trying to get people to stay to watch. And they were making fun too, because Nance goes, "Watch, look out, here come the Bears." I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why you gotta make fun? For God's sake, this is awful. Because they had the ball at the one.
They were saying stuff like, "That shows you your team still cares. That shows you this team is still in it. That shows you this team are fighting for the coach." It was like, it's 38, wasn't it 38-3?
38-3, yeah. And I mean, I understand that they didn't give up and say, just score, who cares? But that's their own pride. You don't want to say they scored on you. It don't matter the score. It's like, well, I don't want to be the asshole that the guy ran over. So, of course, you're going to play through, you know, but, you know, they got to have something to say. So,
yeah, these big spreads, they don't scare me that much anymore. And Bills lost last week, so I think they want to beat the fuck out of someone.
San Francisco is going into Chicago.
The last Bills lost. No, it was the week before against Tennessee. The Bills are off a bye, aren't they?
Yeah, the Bills didn't play. I was just thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, who the hell they lose to?
They lost their last game is what I meant. They lost to Tennessee. And yeah, now they're off a bye. So yeah, they'll be even better. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have San Francisco minus four going into Chicago. This game, the Bears might be better because the coach is not there because he has COVID. However, it's not 100% that he's not there.
How is this happening to you where you get like your boyfriend in your team and now you're home in your team the week after?
I know, and I'm like, I hate when my game is on TV for everyone. I hate it because they're so bad. I'm like, I don't need anyone to watch. I don't want people to watch because I had people last week texting me, like with Tom screaming, "Let's go!" Like I was going to be upset by this, and I go, "Well, obviously you haven't talked to me in a while, and I'm rooting for them to lose every damn game because I want the coach gone, and I want Tom to score 50." Because I'm thinking the higher the score, they might leave him in Tampa Bay and fire him. So I'm like, and I had money on Tampa Bay. So I'm like, yeah, you're not making me upset. The only team I want them to beat is the Packers. But I'm like, so far this year, they've gotten killed by Cleveland. Rodgers embarrassed them, and national television played it 100 times, him embarrassing them. And then Tom puts up four touchdowns in the first half. I want the owners to see this and go, "We're a fucking laughing stock," and fire everyone. If you were the owners, wouldn't you be like, "Everyone's making fun of us? We're a fucking the first team in the NFL, and we're a fucking joke." You'd fire everybody. You'd be so pissed off. But you know, the lady's 96 years old. What the fuck are you gonna? what the fuck. If she caught COVID, she's gone. So maybe she was on the plane with them. I will take San Francisco. However, this is not one of those games that I'm, you know, very confident in at all, because San Francisco seems ripe for the picking with all their injuries too. And like Fausti said, he goes, just throw deep, because the corners can't catch up. And when they do, they just run over the receiver. So there's always a flag, which you saw on the that game against the Colts. What are you taking?
It's not a game.
It is. They're both trash.
And both need to win. Otherwise, the season could be gone.
Yeah, Frisco needs to win much more, because I think they have, you know, they had Super Bowl hopes. Bears had 8-8 hopes or whatever, 8-9.
It's hard, though, because last week what was working was the first drive against the Colts. They ran the ball, and that was working for them. But it's going to be difficult to do that here. And Jimmy G's going to have a solid week.
You know what, though? Here's something to think of, too. Mac is probably going to be out. They don't know about Hicks because he was injured. And Quinn, he was on COVID last week. He hasn't passed yet. So they could be out three defensive linemen. So if that's the case, then they're going to ran all over the place.
Yeah, no, I was going to take San Francisco anyway, because I feel like Jimmy G has an extra week of practice. Looks a bit better.
Yeah, and not in the rain like last week. He was having a real rough time. Everyone was having a rough time hanging on.
It benefited the team that run more, which is the 49ers, but it didn't work out that way. I was on the Colts and I saw the rain and was a bit concerned because of how the two teams play. But, I mean, Colts are just much better.
I always wait for the losing team or the fans of the losing team to go, well, it was raining, so they lost. And I go, oh, I didn't know it was not raining when the other team was playing. It was only raining for one side, I guess. People always like their excuse. Pittsburgh going into Cleveland. This is 3.5. I will take Cleveland here. Chubb wants to play again. He wants to give it a shot. He's been hurt, so he wants to give it a shot. Their other guy that they had last week, they picked out of air. He ran like crazy. Case Keenum is fine when you have a nice little system. All he's got to do is not fuck up.
Isn't Baker back?
Not yet, no. There was thought of he wants to play, so you hope they keep him sitting down. And because I think that you could still win this game against, I don't think you would, why rush him? Guy's got a broken bone. And they're like, oh, that's the main thing that needs to heal. I'm like, so it healed in a week? That's crazy. So if it stays even as it is with Case Keenum, I'm fine with this. I think you could almost get it now when it's 3.5, because I think if Baker does say they're going to play, then that number might grow, actually.
Yeah, I think Cleveland win this anyway. I think they need to have some momentum. I don't think Steelers are very good. They let Seattle back into the game a few weeks ago, where Seattle are a team who are dumb. I can't see how many more games they're going to win this year, even though they haven't had any kind of decisive loss. I mean, they're 2-0 ATS since they lost Russell Wilson. They've covered two spreads, so they really fucked people the last 2 weeks, Seattle. But yeah, I think that's more of a reflection on Pittsburgh and New Orleans than it is on Seattle managing to, you know, be brave and conjuring up anything, and being a respectable team. So yeah, I'm going to go for Cleveland here. Okay. I think they just need to win.
Philly is giving 3.5 to Detroit. Upset special. Flat out Detroit wins. They're close. And Philly has you hear what this coach did? This coach is a weirdo on Philly. He's one behind Nagy. Go ahead.
He was weird at the start of the season.
Yes.
His press conference.
He like didn't know what he was doing. So he now has a poster in the locker room of a flower. And he's like, you need to nourish it and feed it so it grows and pay attention. So it's like having one of those, you know, the hang in there poster with a cat hanging from a fucking tree. So, I mean, this team's like this fucking guy. So I don't even know if this coach lasts a year, to tell you the truth, more than a year. But I think this is Detroit's first win. They play everyone really hard, and Philly is not that great of a team. I'm going with Detroit.
Yeah, I'm not locking this up, but I had this in contention for it.
Me too.
They're 0-7, but I think this might be the easiest game they had. I play the Rams, Bengals, Packers, Ravens, 49ers.
Bears.
And that, right. The Detroit are a team that are supposed to be rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And
since 1956.
They know they're rebuilding. It's very like obvious that they're rebuilding this year. I don't think that's what Philly was supposed to do. They seem to be somewhere in the middle of that. I just feel that like, yeah, this is where Detroit win. I don't think that they are an 0-7 team.
Okay, we're on the same wavelength here. Tennessee, I already bet this, actually. Tennessee goes into Indy, and Indy's giving 1.5. I think this is, I mean, is it Tennessee coming off of 2 great games? But I am taking Tennessee to win this flat out, 0 points given.
Yeah, it's hard this game.
I mean, I see that Indy's getting back together, you know, getting their shit together. You got to prove it a little longer to me. I'm not buying this. And good luck with King Henry to run the fuck out of all of them.
Yeah, but he can't do that every single week.
He seems he's going to get 2,000 yards. The guy does it to everybody.
He didn't run that much last week, but they still won.
He threw a touchdown.
Last week we both said, well, fuck these points for the Titans. We don't even need them. We don't need these 5 points because they're going to destroy the Chiefs.
Yep.
Well, not this. They did destroy the Chiefs, but like we were confident that they would win, but they did end up destroying the Chiefs. So we saw that exactly as it was.
It's funny. We both said it too. We were both like, oh, we thought the other guy would not pick them. We're both like, they're going to beat them. Here, fuck your points.
Exactly, yeah. And that's the thing with the Chiefs. They can't beat anyone good, and they can't beat anybody that can run. And they'll come back this week and they'll win. I believe that I don't remember who they're playing. I'll have a look at the schedule. That's it, yeah. And they're laying 7 points. And
oh, I got 9.5, actually, on mine.
Oh, I had 7.5 this week. But, yeah, well, regardless, in this instance, it's tough because the Colts are now getting their shit together. They've won the last two. The problem is that a letdown spot usually comes when you're playing against the fucking Jags or the Broncos or the Dolphins or the Jets.
And yeah, this is their own division. They're not going to have that letdown.
No. I agree. I think that they win. I think they really get up for this game, and that opens up a big gap, a 3-win gap in the AFC. The AFC South opens up a 3-win gap, I believe. Yeah, 6-2 versus 5-3. It's going to be really difficult for the Colts to come back from that. They'll just be looking at the playoffs from that point. And they've got a lot of competition here in the AFC as well. The AFC is more competitive here because the Patriots aren't out of it. Chargers are there. Raiders are top of the AFC West somehow. The Chiefs, they could not make it at the moment at 3-4. There's loads of good teams in the North, Bengals, Ravens, Browns. Then you got the South, the Titans are top. The Colts will be at 3-5, and it'll look like they're going to struggle. So, yeah, it's the AFC's better, more competitive at least at the moment in terms of we're going to lose a pretty decent team with a decent record come the end of the season.
Okay.
I think somebody with 10 wins is going to be gone.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those tough fight your ways in. So Cincinnati goes into the Jets. This is 10.5, and I don't have a problem giving 10.5 for Cincinnati to win this game by more than 10.5. I think they're really feeling good about themselves, and momentum is a motherfucker. And this is one of those teams. We just saw what New England did. This is a better offense than New England. This could be Carve Up City. So I'll be going with... And I don't think... Wilson isn't playing. Zach Wilson's not playing. So how are they going to score?
It's crazy how much difference it makes to this team to have a good quarterback, and especially now having more experience as well. Mm-hmm. Because he's been such a big difference. Yeah, and
this is coming off a major knee surgery.
Who is?
Burrow, when he got destroyed last year, everything fell apart.
Sorry, yeah, at the start of the season, yeah, I remember they were playing against on the first day they were playing against the Vikings, I believe, on the first day, mm-hmm. and I took the Vikings to win that game. And the Vikings were 3-point favorites, I believe, and yeah. that was my exact reason on week one. It was the fact that he'd come off surgery, and you didn't know what was. Mm-hmm. What he was going to be like, but yeah, he's good, and it's difficult now to see them having a massive drop off because they played the decent teams and they've won those games. They came through those games. They were neck and neck with Green Bay. The mm-hmm. loss to the Bears, great, but like everyone else, they've beaten. So I mean, they fucking butt fucked the Ravens last week.
Yeah, that was a statement game. That ruined my parlays all day because all I needed just flat out win. I was like, whoa. And I had like the Ravens and everyone on the parlay. So do you think 10.5 is no big deal in this game too?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets are still averaging a really low points total, and it's hard to see the Bengals not scoring more than 25 points. And that automatically for me puts them in line to cover this line.
Okay. Rams are going into Houston, and they're given 14.5. The Houston just traded running back Ingram to the Saints, and Cook on Houston is tweeting out, "This is bullshit." He's all pissed off because they're just giving away guys, and like the tweet never got taken down. He's like, "Fuck this team with Houston." So it's a disaster over there. 14.5, and I'm still taking the Rams here to cover.
It's. I don't know if Tyrod Taylor's back this week or not.
I don't think he is still.
He's practiced though.
Mm.
He's in practice. I think if he was playing, you'd probably make this nearly half of this. You'd probably make you'd make it about 8-9. Yeah. I'm going to assume he's not playing based on this line, and I'll take the 14.5 because this team can't score.
Yeah,
they didn't score points last week, and if anything, this defense should be better. I'm only thinking it's the same thing with the Cardinals last week because the Cardinals didn't start very well in their game last week.
Not at all.
The only issue will be is that the Rams. Let me just have a look.
So you say you're taking the 14 or giving the 14? You're going to take Houston.
Taking the Rams minus 14.
Okay.
No, I'm taking the Rams to cover.
Okay.
Next week the Rams they play on Sunday Night Football against the Titans, so I don't think they'll be looking ahead to that particularly. Not to the point where they don't cover this. No, I don't think that theory has worked this year. Looking ahead, I don't think it's really worked out that well. Where you take a different team because the other team have got this game or that game ahead in their schedule. I think a lot of stuff that I've learned over the years is not as applicable this year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going to take the spreads. I think the better teams are just winning and covering easy.
So the next game is New England against the Chargers, and the Chargers are giving 5 points. I don't think this is, I mean, the only teams New England has beaten are garbage. They beat the Jets twice. And what was the other? Houston? So they haven't done anything. So I'm not really worried about this. And they got to travel all the way across the country to sunny California. And Herbert's a monster. San Diego or whatever they are, LA, looks great. So I got no – I'm like, only 5 this game? Only 5 because
– I got 4.
What's that?
I got 4.5.
Okay. And that's even crazier to me. So I'm like I'm jumping on that immediately. I don't know if this is a – reaction from them killing the Jets last week, like all of a sudden, oh, look at New England. But I got no problem giving 5. What do you say?
Well, they're 3-4. And some of those 4s, if you look at them, they've been really fucking tight losses. Yeah. They lost in overtime to the Cowboys, and they should have won that game. There's no doubt they should have won that game. They probably should have beaten Tampa Bay as well. So this team's season could look pretty different. They should have beat Miami on the first day. So that's three losses that should have been wins, or at least you could make a case for the Tampa game. Dallas and Miami are two games they definitely should have won. So this team should be 5-2 at the least.
And however, so though, the Jets miss a field goal, which they could have beat New England first time around. So you got to take that as well if you're doing the other way.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. But either way, I'm not agreeing with what you said about Patriots. Mm-hmm. They're nothing. But this is a little bit disrespectful. This line says to me that the bookies are saying, we're not sure about the Chargers yet. Because we understand that they are 5-2. Is that what they are? 5-2? We understand that they're 5-2, but we're not convinced by them yet. We want to see a little bit more. Okay. That's what this line says to me. I don't know what you're pretty much convinced that it's a bad line.
Yeah, I'm convinced it's a real bad line, and I'm thinking it's an overreaction from them killing the Jets. That's the only thing I could see here. Traveling, they're going to the other home. I'm surprised by it.
Do your clocks change this weekend or something?
No, I think November.
Because I got all these games starting at a different time for me.
Really?
Yeah, I got them starting at 5 instead of 6.
Yeah, let me look at our calendars and see when things change. No, they don't change until the 7th of November.
Okay, maybe it's our clock's changing.
Yeah, we'll have to be like, oh, what time are we doing this? And we'll be all wrong. Let's go to the next game. You're taking San Diego, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Jacksonville goes into Seattle. 3.5 points Seattle is giving. Could this be a game that, God, they're in Seattle. I can't overthink this. This is a little too crazy. They hung with all these other teams. They can't lose to the Jags. I'm picking Seattle.
Yeah. I have no idea what to do with this game.
There's a couple games like that. Like the next one, Washington at Denver. It's 3 points again. It's at home 3.
I think this game will be low scoring for sure. Fucking hell, what do you do with this game? I think Seattle will win because they're at home. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be taking Jacksonville, but I don't want to be betting this game at all. I'll be surprised if there's anybody out there that has big stakes on this or locks this up or anything like that. I like Seattle more if they're at 3 rather than 3.5 because it's a low scoring game. Mm-hmm. I think it's a low scoring game. If anything interests me here, it'd be the total, which is 44, which I think is too much for this game.
Okay. We're going to Washington and Denver, as I said, and it's only 3 points. And the only reason I picked Denver is because they are home here. And Washington has to travel into the mountains to do this game. I'm not jumping up and down with this either, but I'll take Denver minus the 3.
Oh, Washington are awful. Like, we were
it
not...
It took you a while.
It was that defense last week, and that's the thing. People are saying, oh, Packers were the worst team in the red zone this season. Like, it basically, if you got in our red zone, you scored.
Yeah.
And suddenly, like, our stats have gone way up from red zone defense based on this one single game. So this team is shit, and this defense at Denver is probably better than ours. So yeah, I'm going to take Denver here. This is easy for me. I don't think this is that hard compared to the last game.
Tampa Bay goes into New Orleans, and I got to bet with a guy who's a New Orleans guy for who would win this division. He goes, oh, look at Winston. This was after the first game. He's yelling at me. And I'm like, Tampa's going to kill you. This is -5 for Tampa going into New Orleans. I think old Sheamus Winston is not that good. I still think, like, he has his flashes, but I see those weird ones, like they were going over. He's falling down, throwing the ball just into nobody. You know, he's still doing stupid shit. So I'm taking Tampa Bay and giving a 5.5. Tampa's too good. They got a lot of shit.
5.5?
It's 5.5 for me.
I'm getting a whole point better than that.
I'm getting like 4.5 points.
That's nice.
I think like between 5.5, 4.5. I think once you get between that 4 and 6 region, it doesn't matter. I don't think they care about those numbers. They're not key. I think it's when you're trying to get under a touchdown, or under a field goal. Mm-hmm. It's that 3, 3.5. It's that 7.5. I think that really people start to think about. I think otherwise you can buy points pretty cheaply in between those lines. But I don't know if New Orleans just played him really tough here, and Tampa struggled. This is the same statistic with Tampa. They failed to cover any spreads of a single digit this season, but have won or have covered in all of the games where they were double digit favorites. And they continued that last week.
Yeah. And you thought they were going to, like, this was the game that it stopped with that double digit thing last week. And I said, they're playing the Bears.
Quite good. And I thought it would be like a tighter game where they thought they'd win by like 9-10, but I thought they might cover. But I think that in divisional game, I'll take the home team getting this many points. I would like more. I'd like those 5.5 that you're seeing. If that's where we're judging it, I'll take it. I hope we get even more by the end. But only 18% of the public are on New Orleans. The public have actually been pretty good this year. 82% of the public that means are on Tampa, and public have been really successful this year. Last year, the public had a really good start, and then they got caught up with. This year, it's been more consistent. There haven't been like weeks where they've killed the books, but each and every week, they've slowly been like coming out on top. This hasn't been a good gambling year for the bookies. I think one of their most successful results, I mean, they've had really big wins. Like when Buffalo lost to Tennessee, the bookie won really big on that one, because like Buffalo had over 95% of the bets. But yeah, all in all, it's been a pretty good year for the public. But yeah, I think this would be one where I think Saints will cover. They'll be in the game.
Okay. On Sunday night, Dallas goes into Minnesota, and Dallas is only a 1.5-point favorite. I have some weird feeling that Minnesota is going to win this game, and I really shouldn't. I have no rhyme or reason for it other than that they're home, and I get that it's at night and Cousins sucks. He's having a great year. I don't know why I feel like Minnesota would win this, but I'm going against my gut, and I would say Dallas just because it's ridiculous to me that I even think Minnesota should win this game. But just that they're at home and the crowd's going to be hot to the touch and it's a night game like that, you know, on the big stage. But I'll give that 1.5 points and I'll take Dallas, but I'm not touching this.
When does it get really cold there where it's like an advantage?
Well, it's indoors anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Unless you're talking about just getting off the plane or something, but...
Well, practice, generally, like just being in...
Just being in the city. I you're talking to get to, you know, December still, though. You know, it's still... It's going to be cold in November, but you're not going to die. You know, you get into December, January, February, that's some major shit.
It's weird, we talked about this last week, and in this sport, or just in the US in general, you don't really have those hostile like home fields. If you go to certain soccer grounds in Europe, it really counts. Like if you go to a Turkey or a Russia, you know, there's flares going off, there's fucking, you know, there's top like hooligans there.
Only Oakland. That's the only place.
Right.
And Philly. Yeah. Philly's a place too.
But does it translate over, across to the field?
Well, it's, you don't want to go into the stadium as another team, that's for sure. There's a jail. The old stadium had a jail underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the two. Philly, you'll get in a fight. That's for sure. So, but nowhere near Oakland is, you know, the world beater.
It's difficult with this game. I'm going to fade Kirk Cousins in prime time. Mm-hmm. Both teams are coming off a bye. In games like that with equal prep, you look at the preparation and the quarterbacks. And Dak Prescott is better than Kirk Cousins, who can't win in prime time. He's done it once or twice, but I don't trust him to win. I can't trust Kirk Cousins to win a game for me.
All right. The last game is the Giants against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's 9.5 points, and I got no problem taking the Chiefs here. I think this is one of those where they will run up the score on purpose just to get their
I still got 8 here. Like, that's definitely what I have. I only looked at the 7.5 that I had was only yesterday. So,
yeah, I mean, like we said, anything from 7.5 to 8.5 is the same. 9.5, then you're talking, you know, the 3 field goal thing, which is iffy, you know?
Yeah. Off a win as well, the Giants. Mm-hmm. I see them just getting destroyed here. I can't make any case for the Giants, other than the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs can't defend and they need to put up, you know, 30 points a week to win a game or more. But I think here in prime time, loads of time to prepare. They've come back off their losses so far this season, and they've always had a pretty nice game to go back to. This one's at home as well.
Yeah.
At the start of the season, I think this would have been even more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs 8.5 or 8, 7.5 or 9, whatever we've got. Okay. What are we picking that at?
I'm on my paper, 9.5.
I've got 8.5 here. Okay. And I've got nothing anywhere near tonight. 8.5 is the absolute worst price I've got. Wow. And I've even got like some plus money on that as well.
Jesus. Okay. So it's time for the locks of the week. There's some rough ones here for like saying, oh, I'm not, you know, because you could always see something happening. You go, fuck. I've changed my lock a couple times while doing this, to tell you the truth.
And while doing the show?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, maybe that's not 100% better. Maybe this one's better. I've gone from Cleveland to Tampa. Thought about having the balls and picking Detroit, which is a real one. Arizona. And I think I'm going to settle on my lock.
You're away from having a guaranteed winning record for the whole year, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I really want to do the entire year. I really want to fucking get them all. So I think my...
You want to get 21...
Go ahead.
You want to get 21-0.
Yeah, well, fuck. Who wouldn't? I want to at least get the regular season 100%. That's the one I really want. So my lock of the week is going to be Kansas City giving 9.5. They got to win by 10, babe. And I'll pick Kansas City. I think they... After last week or last time they play, I really think they have to fucking... I think they'll run up the score on purpose to go, we could still fucking do this. It's a rough reach, too, because they haven't shown anything that can. But they're playing a real trash team. So that's the only reason where I think they really could show off here.
All right, I don't have one now.
We can't pick them both? I think we can. I think that gives the audience, well, fuck it, both of them are fucking taking this. It's not like we're scapegoating. You had your pick and I have my pick. That's it. We both got the same fucking team. I don't see why you would want to change.
Yeah, so here's what I'm going to do, though. Let me send you a text message. Here, a screenshot text message to verify what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Well, at least we'll have
different numbers. Okay. You take it with your points.
That's what I got widely. You got the message?
I did. Let me see. 8.5. That's wild. See, that's the thing. I'm like, would you really not take them at 9.5? Would you be worried about that?
No.
Yeah. So, okay. So you take KC at 8.5.
So, but here's the place which has, I'm really trying to, I don't like this double locking situation, but like in terms of, I'm trying to find somewhere where.
see, my other one that I scribbled out was Tampa Bay. Because Tom lost to them in the regular season twice. And I'm like, oh, he wants to get his revenge. And I go, well, he did beat him in the playoffs. But I think that's his motivation is I need to beat them in the fucking regular season, too. Just to have it under his belt. In their own house, all that shit. So that was my thought with them.
I almost took Green Bay here as well.
God damn.
I think that would have been my second one.
I think it's your heart. I really do.
I don't think the Cardinals are going to be that good.
I know. The Cardinals remind me of the San Francisco Giants. You keep waiting for them to fall apart. You go, this team isn't that fucking good. And they just keep going. You go, what the fuck? When are they going to fall apart? They're not good. Because I still don't believe. We had them last place in the division. And they score a lot of fucking points, man. They score a lot. So that's the problem. It's like, woof. And with the guys out on Green Bay, I'm just like, And you know, Rodgers get cantankerous. He looks at people with his hands on his hips like, what the fuck's wrong with you when they fuck up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Thursday anyway. I couldn't play anyway.
Yeah. And you could.
I mean.
Whatever. I mean.
It's we're doing a show a lot earlier today. Yeah. I mean, people will have 3 hours, 4 hours. But yeah, still, I just feel that I like to give people the time. But on this instance, we're on the same one. I can't. The only thing that I could do to move off this is to or to give people an alternative would be to parlay something together with teams that I can't see losing this week. But that would again be the cheat. Let me just see what odds we can get up here. I don't think the Chiefs will lose. Let me just factor this in. Game lines. Yeah, I don't think the where are we? I think the Chiefs win. Let's have a look what else we can add. I'm not sure about that one.
How about you could put in goddamn Cleveland. Throwing Cleveland in there.
I've just done that. I like Cleveland.
Tennessee.
And then the Bengals. All right, so I got plus money here.
There you go.
Wow, you don't even need to have the Browns, really. But you don't need to have the Chiefs, really, I was going to say. But yeah, if you put $100 down on the Chiefs, Browns, and Bengals, not 10,000, what have I just done? Yeah, if you put $100 down on those, that actually returns you 230.
That's pretty good.
Browns, Bengals, Chiefs.
All right, I'm going to bet that myself.
Yeah, don't go over the top and add too many teams to it like you did with the Ravens.
Yeah, I know. When I'm doing point spread stuff, I don't. The other one was just straight out to win, and I did like 9 teams. I go,
if you add the Buffalo Bills to it, if you add the Bills to it, you end up making 160 profit. Mm. So it's like 100 to win 200, 100 to 100 to win 260. So it's 8-5 odds.
Goddamn. So that's why you want to go to lockbetting.com, get all of Billy's packages, even if he's telling you wait until November 1st, because then you will be billed for an entire month right at that point. And he's going to be working on giving out single games or parlays for low packages that you could buy one by one, which will be
great. I'm just going to give out. So I'll give out the NFL week. What are we on? Week 8?
This is week 8.
Yeah, if you want the card for week 8. Yeah, I can sort that out for you. If you give me a DM on my Twitter account at SGP Soccer, I'll say what it costs. I haven't thought about it yet. I literally came up with the idea on the phone, like just now. Yeah. I'll give it. Give me a day or two to think about it. Hit me up on Saturday, or I'll have the card ready and I'll send it over to you.
And here's a free one: take Michigan -4.
Is that what? That's your college play?
Yeah, that's a college play. Michigan -4 against Michigan State. And
I like Boise State this week.
Well, what's the points and who they play?
I don't know. I got given this this week.
Yeah, I was given the other one. That's why I said that, because God knows with college, who the fuck knows?
It was Boise State -2.5, and they're playing Colorado State.
Okay, Boise. I'm going to write it down, -2.5. See, when I hear these things with some of these experts, I just blindly bet it. And that's what I did with the Michigan one. I said, okay, throw down $20 on it. Fuck it. And I've won when I've done that too. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'll just take what they say. So, all right, everybody. If you want to go check out my Patreon, patreon.com/LingusMafia. And I have some special stuff going on right now. So go to @LingusMafia on Twitter to see the pinned tweet and see some of the things you could win for signing up there. And also we do NFL betting and everything like that, and we have a whole thing on the show about what we bet on each week and spin the wheel and do fun stuff. So all right, check out lockbetting.com, and you'll see Billy is rolling right now. So you want to get on what he's doing, hit him up at @SGPsoccer on Twitter, and he can get a package going for you. Did you want to say something, Bill?
No, that's okay. Everything.
All right, that's it, everybody. Have a good time betting this weekend and make that money.
He could go all